Nolte, LA Times owner's meddling daughter flies Palestinian flag on Twitter. By John Nolte on November 2, 2023. Nika Soon Cheong, the 30-year-old daughter of LA Times owner Patrick Soon Cheong, is flying the Palestinian flag on her Twitter account and smearing Israel as an apartheid state. "It's not journalistic malpractice to describe the state of Israel as an apartheid state," the Silver Spoon lied via Twitter this week. "This is well established in international law. It's the legal term for unlawful killing, torture, forcible transfer, and denial of basic rights." She also accused Israel of genocide. "This genocide is on livestream," the morally illiterate super-privileged anti-Semite tweeted on Tuesday. "The pundits have been bought. The actors, and confused comedians, have been given the script. The politicians have been paid for. The ink on the Lockheed Martin and Accenture contracts is drying." And now her Twitter account flies the Palestinian flag. "The idea that Israel is an apartheid state. You have to be willfully ignorant to believe such a thing. Plenty of Arabs and Muslims live in Israel. As long as they are not carrying explosives, Arabs and Muslims are allowed to move freely about Israel. More than 20% of Israel's population is Muslim. These Muslims live and work and go to school in Israel just like anyone else. What's more, Israel does not occupy Gaza. Gaza enjoys self-determination. Gazans chose to allow the Islamic terrorists in Hamas to rule over them. Gaza practices apartheid. Just try to be Jewish and enter Gaza." Now, you are probably wondering why I'm bothering to write about what the daughter of a newspaper owner does. Well, as it turns out, this leftist idiot has no small amount of influence over the far-left LA Times newsroom. According to a Politico article, the Stanford graduate was recently actively involved with the LA Times and was accused by some staffers of meddling to push her woke message. Outside of this, she also banned the word looting from Times stories about looting during riots in summer 2020, according to the Los Angeles Daily News. She openly objected to the use of the word in the wake of the death of George Floyd and subsequent widespread protests and riots, tweeting, "Absolutely the wrong messaging at LA Times." Her woke messaging includes lobbying for fewer cops, even though her parents live in a Four Seasons gated community in San Diego with heavy security. And this is where I return to this. There is no room in polite society for those who watched what happened to Israel on October 7th and chose to side with Hamas. And that's all this pro-Palestinian nonsense is, siding with Hamas. It's wolf's clothing, a smokescreen, a way to shield a bloodthirsty desire for a second Holocaust behind virtue for the oppressed. If you witnessed what happened on October 7th and then took to the streets to condemn Israel with lies about colonizers and apartheid, you should be cancelled, blacklisted, and removed from decent society. This hideous Nika Soon Cheong, this rich and evil brat, is spreading false propaganda to justify a violent genocide, and that goes well beyond holding an unpopular opinion or even disliking Jews. She's lobbying for murder, rape, torture, and massacre. She's saying that what happened on October 7th was justified. There must be a serious price for such things. I'm as tolerant as they come when it comes to free speech. I've defended plenty of leftists against cancel culture. This isn't that. Nika Soon genocide lady and her fellow travelers must be shunned until the end of time. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here and a review of the novel here.